I am super pumped right now because I have with me a man that who needs no introduction, really. I mean, this is the face of Imagine Cup, really.
How are you, Mark?
Good to be here.
Good to see you, Mark.
Yeah. Very good to see you.
It's
always. Good to see you.
Becoming a tradition.
Exactly. So, thank you, Tristan.
Yeah, I will hand it off and go for the next team.
Take care.
Definitely. So we've known each other for a while now.
Yeah. What
I
is
mean,
it?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, I was about to say fifth Imagine Cup, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of things change over the past couple of years. What were some big things that you've noticed, especially with this Imagine Cup competition?
Well, I'd say especially for this Imagine Cup, clearly entrepreneurship has come up. And that's not just sort of Imagine Cup, right? That's the whole industry, the wave of startups that have come, incubators and so on. So that's finding its way into Imagine Cup. If you remember when you were competing and we're starting, no, the citizenship aspect of the competition, which is still there, right? How do we make this world a better place, or how do we help others? That's still a reoccurring theme.
Definitely.
But also, how do I build a business? How do I take and sustain a business and recruit the right team and so on? So those are clearly, I'd say, aspects that have come a lot up the last couple of years.
Definitely. And what better place to have it than here in the heart of Silicon Valley,
right?
No,
exactly.
So I'm sure like a lot of the students have seen some of the key thought leaders in this industry especially. So what do you think is the most valuable thing that students are taking out of the Imagine Cup this year?
Well, I think I'll almost start with what's the most valuable thing we take out, right? Which is is clearly the students' passion, you know, what they can do with technology, how they clearly are going to, you know, innovate and invent as many things as anyone that came before them. But on the flip side, I think what is great for students is use this platform. We were just talking, a lot of these platforms didn't exist. The ability to meet some of the key VCs, some of the key leaders from incubators, other people that have done other startups. You know, Tom Siebel was here talking about the different companies he's built, you know, a couple of $1 billion companies. Where else do you get a chance as a student to interact with those people, sort of get to learn and get some feedback? You know, if you were building the idea I have, what would you do?
Exactly.
So I think asking those questions and getting different perspectives on them, probably the most valuable.
Yeah, no, and I think that's something that's shared, a sentiment that's shared amongst all the competitors today, you know. And, you know, one cool thing about Microsoft is, like, we're releasing a number of different products this year, and, you know, students are taking advantage of that. What are you most excited about, and how have you seen students take advantage of a lot of the products that Microsoft's supporting?
Well, I think we have had, as you said, just a crazy year, and the next 12 months are going to be equally crazy. You know, we can look at just, you know, if you throw logos up on the number of products that have come out from Microsoft, it's pretty crazy. I would say the thing that I'm most excited about is not necessarily one specific product. I am sort of very keen that Microsoft continues to be sort of this broad platform company, right? The meaning of platform might have changed, but it's whether you want to get it, you know, connected with consumers and you're a gamer, as some of the things we've seen, or whether you're like Tom Siebel, who came in more on the enterprise side and we want to do a business. Microsoft sort of has this platform that goes of getting computing devices on every desk and in every pocket, or in every gamer's hand, right, all the way to the back-end power stations of cloud computing, right, that's going to run the back-end. So I'm probably more excited about what we're stitching together between consumer commercial, between cloud back-end and client front-ends, as a big picture, more than any specific product.
That's the direction technology is moving in,
yeah,
right?
So for sure.
Definitely makes a lot of sense. And so I know that, you know, the students around the world are watching us right now. And so if you were to offer some advice and some key takeaways from your experience, what would you share with the world?
Well, I probably go back. I mean, I think you know that I'm originally a physicist, right? And one of the things, you know, one of the famous quotes is, from physics, if I've seen further than anyone else, it's because I stood on the shoulders of giants. And I think that's where we are in the software company now. Just these platforms you can take advantage of, whether it's an Xbox Live service or an Office 365 with millions of customers, or it's Twilio, as we've seen, or Facebook or Twitter. There's just so many platforms, so the amount of things you can plug in and take advantage of, you don't have to build all these infrastructure. You know, 20 years ago in the software business, we had to build all these infrastructures. Mm-hmm. Now you can take your specific idea, mash it up, and then take advantage of all these open platforms that exist to put it together. So that would be my inspiration to say, you know, take a look at what your idea and make sure that you don't build everything from scratch, build what's uniquely different for you and take advantage of all the other things that, that sort of the giants before you plow down, stand on their shoulders and take advantage of it.
Focus on what you're passionate about, right? Rather than everything else.
Yep.
Those are some excellent takeaways. So thank you so much, sir.
Well, thanks again.
Appreciate
Pleasure as always.
Well, it's good to see you. Great. And so I see Tristan's coming back on here. So, and we have another special guest.
Yes, we do. Actually, it's Warren. Warren, come on here, Warren.
Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
Thanks. When you say special, you don't mean like short by special, right?
Exactly. So I'll leave it to you, though.
Thanks, Wilson.
Thanks.
So, Warren, I know you work a lot with startups, and you work with Microsoft to kind of get, you know, things rolling. Can you tell everybody out there in the audience, like, exactly what you do and how you work your magic?
Sure. Not sure if it's magic. It's just a lot of hard work. But what I get to do is I run partner evangelism in the West region for Microsoft. And the West region is the home of Silicon Valley, where there are absolutely more startups here than anywhere else. And so I have a team of people that go out and work with the incubators. They work with a bunch of co-working facilities. We work with startups wherever we can find them. And all we try and do is really help. Microsoft has a lot of interesting technologies that startups can utilize. We have some pretty rich offers around our cloud computing technology. Yep. We have, you know, we have things that we can do to help them out to develop on our phone platform, Windows 8, or pretty much anything that Microsoft has to offer. My team is pretty technical.
Oh, that's good.
And so we can roll up our sleeves, dig in, help out, help them figure out stuff, help them solve some problems. We just try and do what we can to make them successful.
That's good. I could definitely appreciate that because I have a technical background as well. Now, with these teams, because there are a lot of developers here, and you know they're kind of coming up with these really cool ideas, you know, kind of startup budding in a way. Mm-hmm. What kind of, you know, what have you seen like with Magic Up this year? Because it's changed in the past. What have you seen that's kind of helping out these teams to get themselves going?
Well, I think there was a big shift in the way we thought about the competition this year. Instead of thinking of it fundamentally as an engineering exercise, you know, put a bunch of zeros and ones together and come here, show us what all those zeros and ones added up to.
Yeah.
In a very strict engineering fashion, what we ended up doing this year was something I think is a lot more fun and a lot more relevant for all the students involved. We cast this in terms of building a business. And so where in the past we saw mostly engineering students in here, today we saw a really good variety. We saw people from all walks of university life coming in, pitching great ideas that they'd built from the ground up. And those ideas were not only, like I said, you know, monumental stacks of zeros and ones, but they were real businesses. So not only great engineering, but also great business plans, great thoughts. And for me, it's much more well-rounded. You know, being in Silicon Valley all the time, I get to listen to lots of pitches. What I listened to in there today were pitches of the same quality that I see getting funded by angel and VC investment.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's great.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
That's really good. So I know yesterday we went to Rocket Space, which is kind of like an incubation, innovation type of work area for a lot of these startups. You know, I mean, have you seen that, like, you know, startups are actually doing better in that, those type of environments and, you know, be able to actually start off? Very similar to kind of like how these competitions work in a way. Do you feel that, like, you know, with the Magic Cup, you know, kind of going down this direction, do you feel that now we'll have a little bit more startups? Not only that, be able to bring education into it?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about what makes Silicon Valley such a special place. There are a couple things that, you know, this is my own version of the truth. I'm sure lots of other people have lots of different analysis. But from my perspective, Silicon Valley works, number one, because of critical mass. There's enough companies here, enough people who are dreaming big, enough people with technical backgrounds and technical credibility. They're all in one space. That's one thing. But there's also a huge amount of scaffolding here, a huge amount of infrastructure that allows people to come together, allows the right number of collisions of people with ideas, people with technical know-how, so on and so forth. You know, that's all here. And it's spread out over a relatively concentrated area, the Bay Area. Now, what we've done, what places like Rocket Space do, is they are very, very high-quality scaffolding. First of all, they bring together more people in a more concentrated area. That is going to lead to success. And they provide a set of services that are really useful. you know, the highest quality scaffolding, if you will.
Yeah, I was actually blown away by how great the facility is. And I kind of wish I actually had that when I was, you know, doing our startup with Wilson and I. And it was kind of interesting to see how things are going. And it actually looks like we're actually going to have a few of the mentors come out and discuss some of that stuff. So I really appreciate getting your feedback and actually see exactly how Magic Hub is being able to evolve and how we're going into this type of startup ecosystem.
Exactly. Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide some level of scaffolding. I mean, one thing that we did this year that was different was we brought a bunch of the students in, some of the top teams, for an acceleration week. Now, we can't offer a full Y Combinator kind of experience in 1 week, but we can boil down to a couple of very essential experiences that will help them from a business perspective, help them from a technology perspective, help them understand what the community's like. We can give them a few high-quality experiences in a week and help them understand what that scaffolding looks like, help them understand where they can find it in their own communities.
Perfect. Well, great. Well, I'm glad that all the hard work you're able to put here, and we have some great student talent, and I appreciate
we
the
certainly
time.
Do.
Yeah, I appreciate the time coming out to speak to me more. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, looks like Wilson is heading this way. Hello, sir.
Thank you, Tristan. So what do you think of everything so far?
I'm blown away. You know what I mean? I thought we were smart, but I realized that there are some people out there that are really, really
That's
intelligent.
That's you, not me. Remember
sorry. Sorry, my ego goes sick. But yeah, what about you? What do you feel?
It's been great, you know, and we've seen a lot of strong teams this year. But I wanted to take some time to really speak with some of the faces behind those teams, you know, the ones that are supporting them from the backside and the back end, you know. And so we're going to invite some of the mentors to come on stage and get some thoughts from them.
Perfect. I'll go in and grab them.
Great. Thank you. And so we have a number of faculty members that are supporting our teams this year, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Pat Paulson from Winona State University.
Dave Burke from DePauw University.
Chang Yun from University of Houston.
Gentlemen, welcome. And I know that some of you have participated in the Magic Cup before in terms of mentoring some of the teams. And, you know, it's always interesting and exciting to see your faces around here, you know. So I'm just curious to see, why the Magic Cup? Why have you inspired your students and motivated your students to participate in the Magic Cup?
Well, this is the third time my students have participated, last year, this year, and actually about 10 years ago they got involved. But what really amazes me is the dedication and the effort and the resources Microsoft devotes to this. And it's not just the effort that you see here, but it's behind the scenes how much time they spend helping our students, mentoring them, coaching them, talking to them about the real-world experience.
Definitely.
Okay, this is our fourth year. I wanted to provide some opportunity for my students to compete in the national and international realm. We have a great computer science gaming program, internally, but there's no way we can tell whether we are really good or not. Mm-hmm. Microsoft thankfully gave us this opportunity to see where we stand and how my students are doing.
Definitely. Makes sense.
And DePauw University has sent teams to this competition before, but this is actually my first year as a faculty mentor. And in my case, I got involved because the students came to me really taking the initiative. They were extremely excited about an idea that they had and extremely excited about the competition and asked me if I would be willing to mentor them. And for me, when a student comes in and is excited about taking what they're learning in the classroom and applying it to a real-world problem, there's nothing better than that. They're doing it not for a grade, but just out of interest and enthusiasm. And if I can support students in something like that, I'm going to do it.
No, that makes complete sense. And so as faculty members, how has your participation in the Magic Cup kind of changed the way that you teach your curriculum at your universities?
That's an excellent question. And last year when our students took second place in software, there had been not just me but a lot of other faculty and staff at Winona State and actually members of the community also had got behind them. And after we came back and talked about it, they said, you know, why don't you start doing this more often, doing it, embed it into your courses, try to do cross-collaboration. So we started thinking about that. We started piloting some of that last year. Some of the people, actually alumni, got involved also, some of the venture capitalist people from the community. So we're trying to, right now it's probably a good problem to have. How do we manage all the effort that people want to contribute? how do we most effectively make use of their talents? Very it's nice. A nice problem to have.
Definitely.
So, you know, for me, since I'm here for the first time, it hasn't changed my curriculum yet, but I can say that I spent a lot of time in the last few days and particularly listening to the excellent presentations this morning, taking a lot of notes about things that I want to do differently next year. I teach a human-computer interaction class, and it occurs to me that I've focused in the past maybe too much on the user modeling and design of the interface, but not enough on thinking about how the students' projects fit into a larger ecosystem. How they might actually get published and supported. That's something I plan to include in my next offering of this course. So I'm very excited about that.
This gentleman already said everything I wanted to say. But imagine putting forth passion, hard work. And what I want to say is, why U of H being so successful? My students usually spend about 20 to 40 hours a week for 7 months. So that amounts about 2,000 to 4,000 man hour for 7 months. That's why we are being so successful in the Imagine Cup. But it is possible because of the Imagine Cup.
Definitely, and that makes a lot of sense. So in terms of everything that you've been participating and kind of tagging along with all your ventures that these students have been going on so far this entire weekend. So what were some big insights that you were able to draw from a lot of the key thought leaders in the industry?
Going to Rocket Space last night was incredible, getting to see these people that are out there doing it. And the thing that's really amazing me, as you can see, I've been around for a while, but you know, my background's engineering, and when computers came out in the 70s and 80s, the microcomputers, you thought that was a game changer, but I mean, it's never stopped changing, and the pace of change is getting just incredibly quick. And what you see last night from Rockin' Space when Duncan's talking about, you know, how they're trying to help people out, and the fact that the gaming, the mobile apps type games have gone from zero to almost $10 billion in 5 years. I mean, mobile, not just for games, but for everything else, is going to just change our world. And we as faculty really have to be ready to get the students up to speed, so when they get out and start working, they're going to not be blindsided by, you know, what's mobile apps if they've never seen it in a classroom.
Definitely. That makes sense.
So for me, something that's been really interesting is watching my students go through the experience of getting feedback from multiple people, both from me initially, but now from folks at Microsoft and from the mentors that Microsoft are providing. Seeing them get these multiple feedback points, and to be honest, they don't always align, right? And this is, I think, a weakness I'm seeing in my own teaching. Often my students submit projects. They get feedback only from me, and you know, it's good feedback, I think, but my answers aren't only, you know, always the single right answers. So watching them have to juggle getting feedback from multiple people and then thinking through for themselves, well, person A says this, and person B says this, and person C says this, how do I take all of that together, apply what I think, meaning that what the students think, and then pull that together and incorporate it into my project? That's something I'm also going to take away as a lesson that I'm going to try to integrate into my own classes next year.
That's amazing.
One thing that I learned is the importance of entrepreneurship. For the past 3 years, University of Houston won many winnings, many places. Mm-hmm. But the issue was, by the end of the Imagine Cup, the project stops and it goes nowhere. But finally, Microsoft understood that, so the need for the entrepreneurship, continue work on the project that you started, and make it in a such way that you can finalize it, monetize it. So that's something that I learned, and I try to emphasize not only the development of the games, but also how to go further beyond just being developing game or start a company.
Definitely.
To monetize. Yeah.
No, that's amazing, and that's essentially why the Imagine Cup is what it is today, right? And so I think that's really awesome. So to really wrap everything up and to provide some insights to all the students out there around the world, if you were to kind of give them one little line of advice. As faculty members, you know, I mean, we look up to you as educators. So, how would you kind of wrap this up in a line or two?
Don't wait till graduation to get involved. Stuff like the Imagine Cup, other competitions like that, are just absolutely incredible. Do it before graduation.
Great.
And I guess I would piggyback off of that and say, don't be scared to try. You're going to see, if you're watching the presentations today, some absolutely amazing presentations. I've been blown away by them. And I think if I had seen these maybe as a sophomore in college, I might have said, you know, these are so great, I'm not going to even try. But you got to try. You got to try it the first time, the second time. And eventually you get better and better, and you'll be able to participate too at some point.
Great.
So I agree.
One quick line?
Yes. Have passion, work hard, and you will be successful.
And those are words of wisdom right there. So thank you, gentlemen, very much for your hard work and mentoring all the students. So great. And we're going to cut back and see how the competitors do up there. So Tristan? Thank you, gentlemen.
Hi, Wilson. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. I mean, we got a chance to hear from a lot of the students. We got a chance to hear from some of the folks that really run this entire show, from Microsoft to some of the judges to even some of the mentors. And so it's been really great to hear from a lot of the folks from a lot of different perspectives more than anything. And so it's been a really great effort so far. We see everyone's so excited about some of the projects. And so it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, you're right. Like being able to see all those people behind, you know, working behind, the ones pulling all the cables and getting everything done that needs to be done. So now we're going to go ahead and go back to more presentations. I think innovation's up next, and we're going to get to see what some of the stuff they're working on.
Great. Thanks. We'll see you guys inside.